hold on to this. And then they feel this. They have fit your own finger like this. Because all, it's all dependence. It's all expression of emotional dependence, the insecurity. It makes the child feel secure. You know, the child needs all that. So that because for then, that time, the child feels so secure when the child is with the mother. And the child feels secure as long as the child doesn't know the child is, mother also is not infallible.
Yes. I saw that this morning with our grandson. And he's completely, can't do anything for himself, but his devotion to his mother, you can see it so clearly.
You know, look at that, the child, for the child, nobody else is known.
No.
Well, except the mother.
Yes.
Mother is everything. And maybe next to mother, little bit of father. Mm. And mother is the one who has them feeding and taking and looking after, you know, that this is the touch.
Yeah.
Who is the one who's felt more by the child? Mother, so nobody can replace mother, isn't
and
it?
The look in his eye is completely different when he looks at his mother than anyone else.
Because known face, not known face, known touch,
yeah.
known smell, known no personality,
yeah.
Known. And but well, that's only that much is the knowledge. You know, whole jagat is mother. For the child, whole jagat is mother. Especially newborns, and then the 1 year, 2 year old, and all. Mother is the jagat. Mother is the universe. Can just be happy with mother. Doesn't need anything else. When mother is not there, whole jagat is gone. So it will just start crying and all that. Amazing, isn't psychology? You have to see that. So infallible. Then it feels good. Parents are also fallible. The child feels insecure. That is why mata pita, so, okay, they, even though they have respect, we have respect for parents. And respect for, that's why Swamiji always tells, now parents have to be highly informed also for to make the child feel that infallible, no? And then because they think, oh, they're also, they have the limitations. The child needs something more. The child doesn't feel secure with the parents. Then he goes more, no? It needs something, searches for something which is infallible in the world.
Yes.
At last we end up with the Shastram and then teacher and then Bhagavan.
He's infallible.
The most, so that's why really you found your real security. Everything is fallible, nothing infallible. You were disappointed, you get disappointed, you think the infallible and you get attached to, then you find the limitation and you see, oh, because nobody can really solve my problems. Okay? And that is how you just see nobody in the jagat. You have to learn to be by yourself. Therein you really, that you are with yourself means you are with Bhagavan. You are with the reality. The satyam. That is the whole, that's why this is the Sanatana Dharma. This is the whole way of life itself. It is for this. For individual to become completely discover security. This is the self as the only security. Self is secure and security. That is the absolute strength. And but the discovery needs lot of. That is why emotion, you have to be emotionally entangled and to get out of that entanglement. That is why you have ashramas, everything. You overcome, no? At one point you get entangled, another point you come out of it.
Yes. Could you say something, you mentioned about the Shakti of Prana.
Yeah.
Could you say something about that? Because have you heard that before? Never heard that before. And it seems really important.
No. Shakti of prana means the prana itself, that these are just the subtle shaktis. You don't see rajoguna or sattoguna, tamoguna through physical eyes.
No.
These three gunas are said to be threefold unmanifest powers. Threefold unmanifest powers, which are actually basically one power. One power wherein three powers are inherent. Three powers together are inherent in one Shakti. And they are unmanifest. When they become manifest again, you see the gross things, you become manifest means the subtlest manifestation, subtler manifestation, no? Subtle manifestation and gross manifestation. You have the different manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
Of all that, if you see, and that Shakti, how do you see that those powers? No, as the power of knowing means, you can't understand the power of knowing through physical eyes. You understand the power of knowing being manifest. And where is it manifest? One of thoughts. Again, thought also, you don't see the thought to physically, only a thought understand.
Yeah.
Thought is available for thought perception, isn't it?
Yeah. So you understand the Shakti of prana by practicing pranayama.
No. You understand because the very thing, you're able to see the things are all happening. All these powers, the power of activity itself, you don't see power of activity through physical eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, when I walk around, you see the power of activity. But for all these, the physical body's movement is dependent on what Shakti power is, the pranas.
Yeah, yeah.
The prana is not that the body cannot even move. Isn't it? But that prana shakti, because of which any external gross activity movements are possible, basically the function of pranas only gives strength for this physical body to move around. Minus prana, this physical body cannot do anything. Can't you shift and lift on small finger? Isn't it? So all physical, any gross movements and motions and activities and actions, all that are dependent on prana only. That is why the dead body cannot do anything. So prana, because of prana only, the body is active. So activity is basically based on prana. So prana, again, you do not see, you only understand prana. Okay, because of oxygen, so you can say the vayu and all, you say that. Basically, the function which are happening, how the shakti is manifest, the power of activity, the kriya shakti, you don't see it through physical eyes, but you understand the kriya shakti being manifest. Where is it manifest? All the functions are happening. Circulation, you say, how it gets pushed from one part to other part. The food, how it gets pushed from one part to other part. How it is digested. The all active functions, you see. You don't see the kriya shakti as such directly through. But the kriya shakti is manifest. It's subtle.
Yeah. So you understand.
That shakti, kriya shakti, which you don't see through physical eyes, but you understand shakti being manifest. In the form of functions. Therefore, that is what is again sukshma, isn't it? So the power of knowing, again, you don't see it through physical eyes, but understand the power of knowing being manifest. You only understand the powers being manifest. Those manifest powers are manifest, subtle manifestations of shakti, the powers, unmanifest power. These powers which are manifest in the form of functions and knowledge, etc., they are already where? Unmanifest.
What's the difference between the movement of prana, of vayu, and the movement of rajas?
Rajas doesn't move, because without rajas there's no movement possible.
Yeah.
The very movement itself, movement means, prana means, I'm not saying really physically moving.
No.
See, the so-called movement, any physical gross movement, is because of some shakti.
Yeah.
That shakti is rajas.
Rajas.
And that Rajas Shakti, that's what is called Prana Shakti, we say that, no? Prana Shakti is Rajas Shakti. The manifest Shakti.
So there's no difference between the Prana Shakti and the Raja Shakti?
No, Rajas alone is there as Prana Shakti.
Ah, yes.
Rajas is unmanifest.
Yes.
When it is manifest, you say Prana Shakti is manifestation of Rajas.
I see. Yeah.
You can't see Rajas separately. You don't see Rajas through physical eyes. You understand there is the three inherent powers in one Shakti.
I've never understood that. That's wonderful. Yes, yes.
See, Rajas, you don't. See, Tamo Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Hatta Gunaha, when say, people think three gunas means what? Trigunatmika, Maya.
Yes, exactly.
See, Maya Shakti, the absolute power, the three powers together, you know, the three stranded one string, that is. Okay, string of three strands. And it is one Shakti. Those powers are unmanifest. The unmanifest, we said there are three gunas are there. Three gunas means, why there are three gunas? Maya itself is unmanifest. How are you going to see the subtlest? How is this mind, which is a manifestation of that Shakti power, how is it going to comprehend the three gunas?
Yes, exactly.
People all talk about three gunas and three colors and all rubbish, I tell you, are confused. So the three... That is why we can't even talk about it with people. The three gunas are unmanifest powers.
Yeah.
And three gunas, then unmanifest powers, then the manifest also. When they're subtle, you only understand the powers being manifest. You don't see it through physical eyes.
Yeah.
And when you say physical, okay, physically you see movements. Physical activities, talking you see. talking, you see, and then all that movements, you see. This is because of what? This is just jadam, not just a log of wood pushed it for cremation. It is, it's all the water that it really, it is given life. It's all prana, isn't it? But for sukshma, what is it for? Stink. It will stink. Nobody will succumb near. Bharya bibhyati tasmin kayas bhajagovan upama, Shankaracharya says.
May I ask one more question? The three shakti, the guna, they say three in one. Is the one shakti the maya?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, maya, in fact, is, I tell you one thing, the thing is, the, see, you need a material cause. For any part needs a material cause. And for the whole jagat, there is a matter is required. The whole jagat has both powers. That both shaktis, we say. Material cause and the efficient cause, we say. Two causes we talk about.
And there are two shaktis.
No, two causes we talk about.
Two causes, right?
The two causes are, in fact, only reality is there as the two causes.
Right.
One vastu alone is there as two causes. Here when you say, hey, mother and father too, material cause and efficient cause. You say here, no? But so the knowledge of the carpenter and the wood, we say, material cause and efficient cause.
Yeah.
But again, you separate. You can separate that one from the other as causes.
Yeah.
Mother is different, father is different. The carpenter's knowledge and skill is different, wood is different. But in the product, you see, you can't separate. In the product, you can't separate. It is inseparable. You see, the carpenter's knowledge and skill is very manifest there. It is subtle. But you also see the wood there, material cause.
Yeah.
Inseparable. Isn't it? Similarly, these are only examples. But basically speaking, even though here the carpenter and knowledge is separable here, like in the product, you can't separate it. That is why any product is Ishvara for us. That's why you don't need to go for big, to search for Ishvara. Every small thing you see, Ishvara only. Any small, see, any artist's work, who is the artist there? Who is the artist? Suppose, artist made it very beautiful. The Raditya doesn't like this picture. I like it. Okay. The beautiful picture, see, somebody has nice done something beautiful, and some colors and something. It has some beauty about it. It may not be to the class, okay? It may not be to the, it may not win £1,000, but still, at least some work is there, some colors, some differences. I appreciate it, isn't it?
And skill.
I cannot do that means what? I used to be excellent, my biology records, I used to do so beautifully.
Really?
Because I didn't want to cut animals. That's why I left it. I thought I'd become a doctor. I don't touch the flesh cutting.
So we are very lucky then.
I did. I studied biology 2 years, and then I didn't want to. I used to draw my botany records, and I used to keep so beautiful. I used to draw so much through. I used to write. Anyway, this is our past love, isn't it? Now what I'm saying here, you know, somebody does something, you know, because the work thing, and then who does it? Does the hand does it? The finger does it? Everybody cannot, you know, if I take this, my finger will not go that way. Isn't it? That skill is innate. The skill to be expressed is not knowledge. Isn't it? Where is it knowledge? Buddhi, isn't it? It's all mind. It's all. And that is, you don't see the knowledge of the person as when you see the person. When the person does something, you see that getting expressed. It's only expression, no? That's why you see the knowledge being manifest. The manifest knowledge, generally you can see. You can never see the unmanifest knowledge. You can't. It means when the knowledge is manifest, you understand the knowledge which is manifest cannot be manifest if it was not there before. The word was unmanifest. It must have been unmanifest before for it to become manifest. How can out of nothing something can come into being? Isn't it? So this here, the beauty is the only reality, only vastu. That is the amazing thing. All the whole thing. What physicists are struggling to know. One vastu, one thing, alone, uncaused. It is causeless. So we call it absolute cause. And then that is both knowledge and the matter. Knowledge, the matter, knowledge implies skill also. The knowledge and matter.
In that one cause.
See, the person who knowledge how to make it, and the matter, the wood, material, isn't it? Like that, for the whole jagat, the knowledge and matter together, one and the same vastu. One vastu. Not two different things. They are separable. The knowledge involved in this manifestation and the matter involved in this manifestation are not separable. Because separable, one vastu that is. Reality is one. That means you say, okay, what is that what is the matter then? The entire matter must have been in the subtle form. Isn't it? Subtle. So matter also is subtle. People think matter means grass. No. Matter also is not grass. Because only one vastu when you say, what does it mean? One reality is both material, efficient cause and the material cause when you say. The knowledge is the efficient cause. Isn't it? And the matter is the material cause. So knowledge and matter, together, both causes, matter also is the reality. Knowledge also is the reality.
You can't separate them.
No. They're not, I'm going to account for two dvaitam then. Both are one. Two in one. Even two, we say, there's no two at all, only one. Only one. There's no two. Because our buddhi needs all this. We have to reduce one after the other. We can't, certainly one means we're not too sharp to understand that. So Shastra has to tell, come on, two carpenters, knowledge and carved wood and then examples and then from there. This is us, for us too much, isn't it? Shastra abruptly says, come on, ekam satyam.
Well, there is only one manifestation, isn't there?
Just whole jagat is manifestation of the secondless only reality. And which is both matter and maker and the material. Material and the maker of the jagat is one vastu. The thing is, our buddhi, maker means, immediately we think of somebody walking with a head, hands and legs. Only from the standpoint of the jagat, we say maker and the material. Really speaking, there is no such thing called maker. We all understanding. And that is only one. That is why, in the class, I gave the example of water and stillness. H2O and stillness, I gave the example. Because you can't say there is no stillness at all. You can't say there is no stillness without water. They say, but there's still water, isn't it? And water, see, satyam, how do you understand? That which retains its rupam always. So swarupam, so swarupam, always it retains swarupam. It's the swarupam is always retained. Therefore, it doesn't undergo any change. Retaining its swarupam is satyam. It never changes. What is that swarupam? Awareness. And so that awareness always retained. Awareness never becomes something different. But in that awareness alone, this absolute power also is inherent. The power, the absolute power, awareness, you know how subtle it is. Isn't it? You know how subtlest reality is awareness. And that is why awareness, the word awareness, the thought awareness, you talk about it, but still, what exactly is pure awareness? Because you cannot see awareness as I see the book, no? So awareness is something to be recognized. Isn't it? That's why subject, now we say all these things. So there's no reality, other reality other than awareness. And this absolute, the subtlest power, which is itself is, you know, there as the matter. But that power is inherent in awareness. It is not outside of awareness. Like stillness is not outside of H2O. And then, because awareness is only vastu there, only vastu, this power also is what now? Subtlest. So the mind cannot comprehend subtlest power. Cannot comprehend. Because mind itself is, for the mind to manifest itself, the power has already undergone change. Isn't it? That is why for us matter also is uncreated. Matter also is indestructible. That is which this is said now. So this subtlest power you call it Maya. The subtlest power which is inherent in this awareness is called Maya. And then this power actually, this is, we said the three-stranded string. Means because three powers, what is sattva, rajas, tamas, you give the names. With the three give names, no? Why? Because to make you understand, the three powers are manifest here. The manifest three powers are given three unmanifest powers, are already unmanifest together. In unmanifest means you don't differentiate. Where is, which part of Maya is knowing power, and which part of Maya is power of activity? You can't differentiate it. Undifferentiated in Maya. The powers become manifest and differentiated, no? Oh, this power of knowing is that. Power of activity is that, again. The powers become differentiated as mind and pranas. Manifestation. Unmanifest is undifferentiated, isn't it? Where are the powers? Not outside of awareness. That is why power is Maya. Powerful is a... You can never say the powerful person when you say Maya V, the powerful. There is no power without the powerful. And the powerful is powerful only when the power is there.
So the efficient cause is the awareness and the material cause is the Maya.
No. Efficient cause is awareness. In fact, awareness is not any cause. Awareness is awareness. The efficient cause is awareness. Material cause also is awareness. Why? Because the material cause, you know, because awareness is always retained. It doesn't undergo change. But the material cause is an outside of awareness. The powers are inherent. That's why unmanifest is avyakriti, avyaktam, all these things we say. In fact, when we do this other Upanishad Bhashyams, it become very clear.
Well, that's Advaita, isn't it? What you just said is Advaita. Yeah. Beautiful, thank you.
We have to understand these powers are unmanifest. The unmanifest powers are given names, okay? Like Dravya Shakti, Rajo Shakti, Rajo Gunaha, Dravya, no? The Gicha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Dravya Shakti. The three Shaktis are what actually? We say three Gunas. Rajoguna, Hattoguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna. Where are the Gunas? Unmanifest. The Gunas manifest means what? Three powers you see here. Any external, see gross movements, gross activities, big trucks are going and all those things are moving and all those things really speaking. It's all basically expressed subtle powers, expressions of subtle powers. Manifestations of subtle powers. Amazing, isn't it? Where do you see otherwise? That is why prana is so important. That's why prana yaswaha, apana yaswaha, vyana yaswaha, samana yaswaha, udana yaswaha, brahman yaswaha. We always, when we eat, I tell you, not the teeth. That's why so this shakti, the father's shakti, to continue to be there. You know that? It needs some fuel. Shakti again. That is why when you eat food, when you feel weak and tired, don't eat for some time. Slowly mind can't think, you can't even listen, understand anything. That is why jnana and say no. The prana is so important for us. Prana. That is why this prana is linked to even the Surya Bhagavan. That is why Surya Namaskaram. Because of food, It's from him. We are very clever, I tell you. Vaidikas are very, very clever. The whole, they only worship, we worship, we're very humble, we're very nice, we were very friendly with the nature. We knew scratching each other's back is the life. Unless you live in tune with the Dharma, there's no way of your survival. you have to be really friendly, you know that. You are friendly with this, your whole Jagat. Friendly means what? You know, live and let live. Go and rub and then anything, and then you would be punished for that. Everything is equally Bhagavan. Who is inferior? Who is superior? This we knew. That is why we always want to be. That is why we don't believe in this quarrels and fights and then, you know, killing and then destructions and all that. We always try to, you know, understand. Try to understand any differences. Any differences. A difference is possible. Very natural. Any, you know, if your opinions are possible, anything that it is possible for one to disagree with the other. Very natural. They agree to disagree, isn't it?
Yes.
See, everything is natural, everything is possible.